Introduce yourself, please.
My name is Anna. I come from Iceland. I work with the youth organization within the Church of Iceland, and we oversee leadership training, group activities for local churches to meet, and stuff like that. And next year we are devoting to youth democracy, so it was a good fit to come here and learn more from other people and share my ideas.
Absolutely.
I'm Jasper. I am from Belgium. I'm currently temporarily living in Greece, but I'm here on behalf of a Belgian organization. We found ourselves with some Belgians, some Germans, and some French people, and we have already done a couple of projects, and now for the first time, starting in September, we're implementing a youth democracy project with those three countries for young people aged 15 or 16 to 18, 19, something like that. It will start in September and finish in April, so it's quite long, and it is 4 weekends in the 3 different countries.
And so what do you hope to get out of this event?
New ideas, get inspired to, you know, work more on youth democracy and see what other people have been doing.
Yes. For me, it's rather the same, and we were talking about the project. It's kind of hard to, like, implement democracy in that kind of project because a lot of them are kind of like you have a couple of people drafting up it and then a lot of people involved without a real voice. So I want to learn more practices of involving everyone in the project and making a good project by everyone involved and not just a couple of organizers.
How did you start doing this? How did you get into it?
Well, I've actually been in the church since I was a kid. So I used to be just a kid in the church, but then as soon as I was like 14, I started working there as a volunteer, and at 15 I was in charge of the youth groups. So a bit young to be in charge of, but it gave me a lot of opportunities and it gave me a lot of experience, although I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to have such young kids in charge because there are problems that come up, but you do learn a lot. So in my work I try to get the kids to be involved, try to get them to take responsibilities, but I'm always there to lean on if something happens.
That's nice. I participated in a youth exchange when I was 17, which I just found about, and with the people who I met there, we actually started organizing our own project. Just like a year later, we implemented our first project, and now I've done quite a lot of them, and also involved in other projects. I'm living abroad, so in just 3 years since I've done my first youth exchange, I've done like a lot of other projects, and it's just like once you're in it, it's just so much fun and it's so rewarding. And just working and seeing that they have an impact on young people is probably the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Yeah, it really is.
I know that Belgium and Iceland are very, very different places to each other. Are you finding there's more differences or more similarities in what you guys do?
Well, it seems to be that, even though we come from different situations, everybody is trying to work getting the youth to be more involved.
Yes.
So we do have different obstacles, perhaps, but the goal
and
is always
approaches.
The same. Different approaches, yes.
Yeah, for example, you work like more nationally, I think, with just Iceland people. Or
yeah.
For example, I work like more in an international context.
Yeah.
I try to like bring people together from different countries.
Yeah.
So I think it's different, but at the same time, in the end, it's like the same, because
yeah,
we just want to like work with young people and make an impact, a positive impact on them. And there are just hundreds of different ways of doing it, and ours are different, but in the end, it's the same.
Yeah.
Had you guys met before?
No.
No.
We just met yesterday, and I've been hanging out.
We went to the pub yesterday evening.
We went to the pub in the evening, and I lost cool points because I didn't drink alcoholic beer.
Yes.